Tim Hudak, the conservative leader, noting yesterday that it's something he'd take a look at if he becomes premier, says that people do complain, you know, they'd like to have a buck of beer, and they really hate the nanny state McGuinty government telling us, well, we're going to increase a box of beer $1.60 because we think you're drinking too much of it. Social responsibility from the LCBO is a joke now. Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Not too badly there, Mike. This is Paul McKeever from Freedom Party of Ontario. I got to tell you, it irks me just a bit, this beer thing coming out now that Hudak's done a flip-flop on the health premium. He puts this out the exact same day to sort of cover his tracks.
Mm-hmm.
But we released this plank saying get rid of beer taxes December 20th, 2010, and people can look at it online at the freedomparty.on.ca website.
Beer taxes? All beer taxes?
You got it. What happened is on July 1, 2010, the same day as HST came in, they got rid of fees on manufacturers, and they put in a secret tax on beer and wine in the province. No one has been talking about this except Freedom Party last December when we released the plank. It's another tax, and you pay HST on top of the beer tax,
mm-hmm.
HST on top of the wine tax.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a cute little 30-second commercial, and you're welcome to play it on your station if you want, on YouTube.com/FP Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
And it explains that basically, if you got rid of that beer tax, you'd knock the cost of a case of, say, Molson's, Canadian, from about $30 down to about $25.
Mm-hmm.
Which is where Hudak's grabbing the idea.
Yeah. I mean, the province has to make some money off its alcohol sales if it's going to keep the monopoly. And even if it goes private, they're still going to take some sort of consumption tax, right?
Well, yeah, but it turns out to be only like a $244 million tax. It's a very small tax. It's just enough to offset the fees. So it's if you look at the structure, it's designed to punish big mm-hmm. producers and to favor small-scale producers. And in fact, there's no tax on imports, only on Ontario-made beers. That's the real just ridiculous thing about this.
Oh, so it's not applied to my Heineken.
You got it.
Hmm. Well, if Hiram Walker can make a 26er Canadian club and sell it at a profit for about $3.75,
right.
And I'm paying $38.50.
Right, because they put a $17 minimum on whiskeys and et cetera at the LCBO. And the other thing is, you know, here's the interesting thing with this beer and wine tax. If you buy a beer at the beer store,
mm-hmm.
you pay the tax. If you buy it at the LCBO, you're actually not paying the tax. Instead, the LCBO scoops an amount equal to that tax and calls it revenue of the LCBO, and we wonder why they're profitable.
All right, pal, appreciate it. Paul from the Freedom Party of Ontario, which has a nice libertarian tinge to it.
Call the Stafford Show now at 416-870-6400 or *640 by cell. AM 640.
Beer costs too much. National Post article, Tim Hudak yesterday, leader of the Progressive Conservatives, says if they win this fall's provincial election, they'll consider lowering the price of beer. Buddy from the Freedom Party of Ontario called, and I'm just reading here. I'm looking at a beer store receipt for six Coors Light, six cans. There's a beer tax rate that was introduced apparently in July along with the HST that nobody knows about. The beer tax on this item is $2.48. It's buried into the $10.53 price for the beer. The real price of the beer is only $8.05, and then there's the HST on top of the hidden beer tax.
Jeez, it's almost, what, half again, or
a drink.
100%, yeah.
The Freedom Party said we could play this. Here you go.
On Canada Day, 2010, the Liberal government of Dalton McGuinty quietly introduced the BST, a tax only on beers brewed in Ontario. There's no BST on imported beer. A Freedom government will eliminate the BST. That will knock as much as $5.76 off the price of a case of the many fine beers brewed right here in Ontario. Freedom Party. No BST.
And they got nice guitar players there at the Freedom Party.
That?
Nice little riff there.
Who was that playing?
I don't know.
Is that Slash?
The Slash. Harry Chapin? No,
yeah,
it's not him. the BST, I like it.
Yeah.
Beer sales tax or bullshit tax.
That's right.